2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Is proudly brought to you by SRE.com.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Hour number two underway here on the program. Huge day in BYU sports, football against USC, men's basketball later tonight in the rivalry at Utah. A matchup of two undefeated teams. Women's soccer a little later today in the Elite Eight against South Carolina. And women's basketball on Thursday upset number 17 Florida State. And a moments ago, their matchup against number 22 West Virginia just ended. Here's how it sounded at the conclusion on Flow Sports.
Shaylee Gonzalez, the sophomore, Gilbert, Arizona. She's got 16. This to put him in front, and she does. And she makes the second. Okay. It'll be Martinez to trigger it in. They're down two. 3.1 seconds left. They go underneath. Nyblack. It's tied up under there, and a foul is called. So Nyblack, though, has to make both. And
oh, what a big
the
shot.
First.
Big shot for her.
And it rolls off. And it's over. BYU has won the St. Pete Showcase.
That was from Flow Sports. BYU takes down West Virginia 58-57. The Cougars in women's hoops are now 7-0 on the season. Lee Cumard stepped in as the interim head coach in replace of Jeff Judkins, who tested positive this week for COVID-19. But the perfect month in BYU sports is ongoing, Matt. Every BYU team is undefeated this month. It's pretty remarkable. And this BYU women's basketball team, I think, has Elite Eight type of potential. Yeah. They're really good. And the nation, I think, is going to start to take notice of this group. They should be in the top 25 for sure. Maybe the top 10 next week.
Top 15, please. I mean, they're undefeated. They beat a bunch of ranked teams. I give it to them. What I love about this team, too, is they have so many offensive weapons. There was a moment in that fourth quarter. Side note, is it totally weird to you that women's college hoops is four quarters and men's is two halves? I've never understood that. But
yeah, I've never understood that myself either.
In the fourth quarter, BYU was going on a drought, and then they got a couple putbacks. They were still trailing, and then Paisley Harding drilled a deep three to put them in front. So they've got Shaylee Gonzalez, they got Paisley Harding, they got Lauren. I mean, they have so many weapons. Shaylee has 20 points. Harding off the bench with 13. This I'm totally with you. This team has the makings of a deep tournament run. Really exciting stuff down for BYU women's basketball.
It is exciting stuff. And BYU men's basketball looks to continue the winning ways tonight against the Utah Utes. It's crazy to think, Matt, that a huge rivalry game between two undefeated teams, BYU and Utah, come into the game at 5-0. It's kind of a little bit in the back burner, just a bit. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m. It'll be on the Pac-12 network, so probably good luck finding that. But nonetheless, BYU got a chance to take down the Utes, and one of the guys that hopefully, if he's healthy, and because I know late in the game against Texas Southern, he went out to be checked by trainer Rob Ramos. Mark Pope said he's going to be okay, but Gideon George, forward for the Cougars, fresh off a 16-rebound career high in that win over Texas Southern. He joins us now here on the program. And Gideon, how does it feel to be a part of a team that's nationally ranked this early in the season?
It feels good, though, you know. But, like, seeing BYU there, like, we're one of, like, the top 25 team in the country, so it does feel good. But the work ain't done, so we still got a lot of work to do. So, but it feels good to see our name up there, though, for sure.
Was this kind of when you committed to BYU? I remember you had a recruiting visit, at that Gonzaga game, and a memorable game in 2020. Was this sort of arrangement where you guys are nationally ranked in the national conversation, was that kind of what, you know, Pope and this staff envisioned when they were recruiting you?
Kind of, yeah. I'll say, like, you know, like, when Pope was recruiting me, like, he showed tons of love, you know. Like, he came out to see me. Like, I was like, I need a coach. Like, something more than a coach. Like, a father figure to me, too, not just a coach. So, like, he did show that. He came out to see my brother, too. So, he came out to see me in New Mexico, like, twice. So, and BYU is a great program, so that's why.
Talk with Gideon George here, and you know, last year you had some great performances. I remember St. Mary's defensively, you locked up Cousy, and this year, your starter, your key piece to this BYU team. Maybe just describe the areas that you look to improve in your game coming into this year.
I want to be the best defender on the floor every single night, so, and like be the best cutter on the team too, and knock down open shots. So just keep it simple, though. That's just simple.
Does it help, too, to reach your best and be get better every day, as you guys like to say? Does it help when you're facing such great competition every day in practice?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it does. But, like, the the GOAT team, like, out there, we got tons of guys that can really hoop. You know, my teammates, too. You know, facing, like, Alex. Going against Alex at practice. Going against Shaven now at practice. So, like, every single guy is, like, everyone is a great player out there. So, like, they help me to get better, too, every day. So, yeah.
Alex, you know, I feel like the nation's kind of sleeping on Alex a little bit. You guys obviously know how good he is, and I think Cougar Nation does too. But what type of work does he put in behind the scenes that not the public doesn't get to see? What type of worker is Alex Barcelo?
Alex is a workaholic, though. Like, he put in the work. He put in the time, for sure. He's a gym rat. So, and I feel like people do sleep on him, like, a lot. He's a really, like, if you get to play against that man every day at practice, which I did, so I'm grateful for that. Like, he's really, really good. So I think, like, people do sleep on Alex. Like, he's a satisfied baller, though, for sure.
And I know that you guys were pretty satisfied. We had some of the big wins this year against San Diego State and Oregon. And I point out that San Diego State game because you had a special shoe drive back in that game. I'm curious. It was for Timeout for Africa. How many shoes ended up being donated by all the fans that were in attendance that night?
6,000 pairs of shoes. Like, I just walked in the locker room today. I saw some more shoes. I was like, people keep donating shoes. So, yeah, I really do appreciate Cougars Nation. Like, they have a place in my heart for sure for that. Like, them, not only me, like, they care about the kids back home. They would, like, want to help the kids to keep them away from, like, food diseases. Give them shoes to go to church, too, back home. So I'm really grateful for that.
For fans that aren't familiar with Home For You, where are those shoes going? If you could tell them, like, what part of the world they're going to be going, and just so they know, you know, the kids are going to be blessed by that those donations.
So it's going to Nigeria. I'm gonna break it down. So it's going to Nigeria. It's going to, like, Lagos, Nigeria first. Then from Lagos, they're going to ship it down to Mina, Nigeria. So the main stopping point is Mina, Nigeria, my hometown.
And what do you have any additional plans throughout the season to do additional drives or additional charities and causes to help your home again?
like the 6,000 pairs of shoes. Like,
pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's like a lot. I'm like, I think we're going to like give every kids back home a million pairs of shoes. So I'm working on that, like with the timeout to Africa. So we're working on that. So we'll let Cougars Nation know for sure. We got big projects coming on though. So like we're working on that with timeout to Africa for sure.
Last thing for you, Gideon, what do you remember about that Utah rivalry last year here in the Marriott Center?
There was no fans in here, so it was like a boring gym. You hear Coach yell a lot. Like obviously, like this year is like different. So I know that BYU fans, like if we're going down on the road to Utah, so I know BYU fans are going to be. They're going to be like tons of BYU fans out there. So I can't even wait to see you out there, Cougars Nation.
That's Gideon George, BYU forward. Here for the BYU basketball team, a key starter for this group. The number 18 Cougars in action against the Utes at the Huntsman Center. Tip-off is at 7:30. We'll break down the game more. We'll take a break. We'll get some insight from myself and Matt on BYU and Utah basketball tonight. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.